I want to also get your sense, you know, obviously we've talked about this a lot over the years, but just in terms of where you are today in general in the younger patient, otherwise healthy, in terms of selection of your initial therapy, choice of chemo, role of Bev, and how you approach maintenance. Obviously, the Point Break trial's been out there a little bit, but right now, for practical purposes, Anne, how do you approach these patients?
So a young adenocarcinoma, no mutations, right? So usually my go-to regimen is going to be platinum pemetrexed-based with or without the Bev. So if I'm doing carbopemetrexed, I always will do pemetrexed maintenance. If I do carbopem-Bev, I usually do continue the Bev and the Pem maintenance. And how I decide, aside from the typical bevacizumab eligibility issues, is, you know, is this patient someone who really wants to be very aggressive, that you want to milk as much as you can out? Or is this somebody who is likely going to have a lot of side effects, you know, is not exactly the most robust of young patient?
What about choice of platinum?
So in the metastatic setting, I typically go with carbo.
So that's kind of a little mini algorithm right there. Jeff, agree or disagree?
I'm more like in a young patient who has no cisplatin contraindications, I'm likely to use cisplatin. If I use cisplatin, I don't use bevacizumab. If I'm using carboplatin and they need a response, I might add bevacizumab to increase the strength.
If you're using cis, you don't use Bev. Why is that?
Cisgem with or without Bev was a negative trial.
And what about maintenance, and particularly the patient who ends up starting out with carbo, pem, bev, a common initial therapy? I don't know if you use that, but when you do, Anne says she uses both pem and bev maintenance. Is that what you do?
I think pemetrexed is the more important maintenance agent, but it can depend on which toxicities. If they're having hoarseness and complaining about hoarseness and hypertension, I'll drop the bev. If they're having platelet problems, I might drop the pem. More likely, they end up on pem for a longer period.
Corey?
I'm pretty much similar to Anne. I can't remember the last time I've used cisplatin metastatic disease, with the exception of patients I've inherited from Memorial.
We're getting to that.
And then very frequently they switch over, often quite quickly, to carbo. Carbo, pem, bev, if they're non-squamous, we can argue whether bev really adds anything there. We've never done the formal phase 3 trial in that setting. I think the time to have done that has probably come and gone. For maintenance, definitely PEM, often PEM and BEV together. Frequently, the insurance company makes the decision for me. They will refuse to fund the combination. And again, you could argue cost. We don't have any phase 3 data showing a survival advantage for the combo versus either single agent in the maintenance setting. And hopefully, the ongoing Eastern Cooperative Oncology Group trial 5508 will address that. But if you look at the two trials, the sub-analysis from Point Break, there was about a 2-month median survival difference. In fact, we've never seen a p-value for that. And if you look at Avapearl, about a 3.5-month difference, which unfortunately was not statistically significant. The trial was underpowered for that, but clearly a PFS benefit. So again, if they're tolerating it well, no major toxicities, I don't have an insurance contraindication, I'll usually give the two together until some toxicity develops. For squamous, it's almost always a taxane with carbo.
Dave?
I guess kind of the same. I mean, for non-squamous, it's carbo-PEM is what I use, 4 cycles and maintenance PEM. For squamous, like what Corey just said, I've dabbled with nab-paclitaxel.
I didn't hear Bev in there. You don't use it?
No Bev anymore.
No Bev anymore. Interesting. Mark?
I give Bev to anybody that doesn't have a contraindication, and I have very few contraindications. I'd give PEM, cis, and Bev whenever I could. If I couldn't give cis, I'd give paclitaxel with PEM and Bev for adenos. For squamous, probably albumin-bound paclitaxel cis would be my best one, or docetaxel cis, so taxane cis.
I want to ask about squamous in a second, but what about maintenance in your adeno?
I don't have any idea of maintenance. I continue every drug till progression, intolerance, or danger, or the patient, you know, uncomfortable with it, feels it's not helping.
So you continue the platinum indefinitely as long
yes.
as they're tolerating it.
Yeah. Most people end up getting 4 or 5 cycles, mainly because of renal toxicity. Each time you give the platinum, you knock off about 5 mL of your GFR, so it just keeps going down. I usually stop around 50. When the GFR hits 50, I stop it.
Corey, any thoughts about what Mark just said about continuing platinum?
I don't continue it beyond 6 cycles. I suspect that's the norm. It would be the de facto. I mean, you could continue carbo beyond 6. You usually don't have much in the way of cumulative toxicity, though eventually you do see problems with platelets and red cells, and not infrequently hypersensitivity reactions that can sneak up on you when you go beyond 6. I want to remind everyone that pemetrexed is contraindicated creatinine clearance is below 45. So you look at the typical elderly patient, somebody in their 80s with an ostensibly normal creat of 1.2 or 1.1, female, weighs 100 pounds, her creatinine clearance is below 45. So your pemetrexed is usually
But if you look at the data for that, we've actually done a research, and we have a trial ongoing now looking at patients with borderline creatinine clearance. There's really extremely little data that there's a problem there. And the recommendation is not to give it. There's no dose reduction. And I often, in a marginal patient, will just dose reduce the pemetrexed and give it anyway, and I've never had a problem.
What's your general algorithm, though, along the lines of what's been said here in terms of initial therapy and maintenance in metastatic adeno?
So my algorithm is the ECOG trial as my first priority, and so it's carbopac bev with maintenance randomization. But off protocol, I've been giving carbopem with pem maintenance.
And what about bev?
Typically, I've gone away from bev, even though I was involved in all the trials that showed its benefit. And I do believe it's an active regimen, but carbopem with PEM maintenance is really well tolerated and doesn't have a lot of the problems that Bev has.